All right, Orson, let's take it from normal.
Never get away from that, is anything.
Sorry, Orson, we're having a bit of a hard time. If you could please just take the cigar out of your mouth.
I don't see how it matters. The writing on this program is atrocious.
Yes, well, we work with what we have, Orson.
It's also the more I look this material over, it seems quite similar to a show called Heathcliff, of which I'm a great fan. Listen to this. I have a tape recorder with me on my person at the considerable expense of my personal comfort, I can assure you. This is 1984, after all. It's not easy for a man to carry an audio recording around with him in this day and age, but this is delightful. Listen to this.
Yes, that's,
Now that is a show. Do you know what Heathcliff is about? It's all about this streetwise cat who spends most of his time trying to turn a dustbin over onto people's heads. That's fantastic. This is garbage. I mean, listen to this. I'm going to mail you to Abu Dhabi.
This isn't Heathcliff, Orson. Jim Davis has created a more soft, cuddly alternative to the usual alley cat character. He's lazy, he's a bit mean to the other pets, but he's ultimately lovable. And, of course, we have the friends in Garfield and Friends.
Yes, who are the friends in Garfield and Friends? Pray enlighten me.
Yes, well, if you turn to the back half of the script, you'll see. We were going to have you read for some of those later on.
Well, let's see here. You have an egg that walks around on its own. That doesn't make a lick of sense. Then you have this pig character whose name... No! I can't do it. No amount of money is worth this. No amount of money is worth this. My integrity is a fine...